This is the Gib of the Cat Show, broadcasting on Cambridge 105, playing 78 RPM gramophone records on your wireless set. There we go, Lonesome Pine Fiddlers with You're No Good. Welcome to the Kip of the Cat Show here on Cambridge 105. I'm Greg and Tony Reagan's taking the chair in place of Darren today. Say hello, Tony.
Good evening, Greg. Good evening, everybody.
Yes, yes. It's so good of you to come and spin the records for us because Darren's got a family commitment tonight.
Tony's
come up from London, from Walthamstow, in fact.
Yeah.
Well, from South London. No, from North London.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's brought a great selection of fiddle playing records. So have I, and we're going to have some great live music in the studio from our guest band tonight, who are the Finkel Brothers. Yes, so we're going to have some great violin stuff. And wasn't that a great show? I love that Northern Soul show. Tony Judd is still in the studio. He's hanging around. Yeah, because he does it every week. I don't know. The quality of that show is just amazing. It's fantastic. And we enjoy it every time. And he always plays proper music, proper good music. And we try and do the same, except we've got a bit of Mantovani today, so I'm not so sure about that. Right, now, what have we got next, Tony? It's your choice.
I've put on my... this is Johnny Duncan's first record.
Right.
This is Ella Speed. And this, again, a few lovely little fiddle solos.
Yeah, who did Ella Speed originally? Was that Hank Williams?
No, I think it was a Leadbelly or someone, wasn't it?
Oh, it might have been Leadbelly.
Yeah, it is Leadbelly.
Huddy Leadbelly. Leadbelly.
So it was Leadbelly.
So this is Johnny Duncan and the Bluegrass Boys version of Ella Speed. Let's have a listen.
Martin done. said Bill Martin, I never fail. Oh, the rest of Bill Martin put him down in jail. And the judge said Bill Martin, I never fail.
Go Ella Speed there by Johnny Duncan and the Bluegrass Boys, and that was Tony's choice. It was a bit jumpy at the beginning.
Well, I'm sorry about that. It wasn't my own copy. That was out of the shop stock.
So, excuses.
I need to at least wash it and play it again.
We're not playing it again. But it was good, though. Yeah, I quite liked it. Nice bit of fiddle playing on that.
Yeah.
And our guests have joined us in the studio, which are the amazing Finkel Brothers. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Yes. And not just two brothers, but we've also got the lovely Jeanette on the fiddle, who is the main person today, because this is a programme all about violins and fiddle playing. So instead of just being an add-on, now she's the star of the show.
Oh, that's always
yeah, indeed. So introduce yourselves. We've got on guitar
Humphrey,
and on guitar
Harry,
and on violin
Jeanette.
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to have to turn the mic up a bit. But when you get playing, it'll be plenty loud enough. Do you want to kick off with one, or shall we play another record? Are you ready to go? Do you want to do one straight in?
Yeah, of course.
Yes. Now, for those of you who haven't heard the Finkel Brothers before, and I'm guessing there's quite a few. Well, or two. You're in for a treat, let me tell you. These boys are magicians on the guitars, and Jeanette matches them on the fiddle as well. Oh, so what's the first number you're going to do?
We're going to try our hand at Blue Moon.
Blue Moon? Bit of a classic. All right. I'm going to turn my mic down, and you can take it away. Thank you.
You're listening to the Kip of the Cat Show on Cambridge 105.
Yeah, and wasn't that fantastic? There we go. The Finkel Brothers with Blue Moon, Rogers and Hart, wasn't it?
Was
Rogers
and Hart? Winnie the Blue in the middle.
Sneaked in. Yeah, yeah. You didn't tell us about that bit. Fantastic. Excellent chaps and chapesses. Have you got any gigs planned coming up?
We do. We have... You might have to remind me on dates. We have one coming up
next
Devonshire
Thursday,
Arms.
Yeah. Next Thursday, Devonshire,
Devonshire Arms. Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah. 2nd of May, Thursday.
That's right, yeah.
2nd of May.
On the 11th, we're playing in Dry Drayton at the Village Hall. There's a sort of salsa evening, and we're accompanying dinner and playing.
Playing
some dancing afterwards as
so
well.
So you're doing some Latin stuff?
No, it's tapas food.
Yeah.
Everyone's just eating plates of salsa.
I thought you meant it was going to be a salsa night, you know, Latin music. But no. Okay, it's just a Spanish theme.
And
of course, these are Spanish guitars, I suppose.
Well, thereabouts. If you know how to manipulate them.
Right, we'll play a 78 now, and this isn't really known as a violin number, but I just love it anyway. It's got violins on it, and that's basically all our criteria for tonight, isn't it, Tony?
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's a little bit away from the microphone, so I have to shout. But anyway, we all like this one, and it's always a classic, goes down well. Just spin it back a bit, Tony, you'll be fine.
I think we'll be all right.
I don't know what he's doing. This is Dean Martin with Sway.
Start to play, dance with me, make me sway. Like a lazy ocean hugs the shore, hold me close, sway me more. Like a flower bending in the breeze, bend with me, sway with ease. When we dance, you have a way with me, stay with me, sway with me. Other dancers may be on the floor, dear, but my eyes will see only you. Only you have the magic technique. When we sway, I grow weak. I can hear the sound of violins long before it begins. Make me thrill as only you know how. Sway me smooth, sway me now. The dancers may be on the floor, dear, but my eyes will see only you. Only you have the magic technique. When we sway, I grow weak. I can hear the sound of violins long before it begins. Make me thrill as only you know how. Sway me smooth, sway me now. You know how. Sway me smooth, sway me now.
So thanks to Greg, if he's listening. Thanks for that, Greg. Thank you.
we go. That was two in a row there. First of all, we had Dean Martin with Sway, and then one from Tony. So, Tony, what was that one?
That was Jovanuti and Eddie Lang. It was their first record. It was entitled Stringing the Blues, but I'm sure for all you music aficionados out there, you realised it was the same chord sequence as Tiger Rag.
Ah, right, OK. Yeah, well, until you told me, I didn't know.
Oh.
Okay. Yes, but that, now you've said it, of course it's obvious, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, and now I feel an idiot. Right, so, but that was good. Yeah, lovely. Did you hear much Jovanuti stuff? No? Eddie Lang, certainly you must have heard of. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah, we'll be playing some more before the night's out. But I think it's time for you to play one. Have you got one lined up?
For sure.
Yeah, what are you going to play this time? See you in my dreams. Okay. Marvellous stuff. You're listening to Cambridge 105 Community Radio in your city. This is the Kip of the Cat show, where we play original 78 RPM gramophone records. And today, the theme is, yes, fiddle, violin playing. And we've got some fantastic live guests in the studio. And that is the Finkel Brothers with Jeanette on the violin. Yeah, and wasn't that great? Just amazing stuff, yeah. It's nice to have real musicians in the studio for a change, isn't it, Tony?
It's a pleasure.
Yeah. So how did you start? How did you start forming? You know, playing as a band.
Well, I don't want to speak of hazard, but you started a little bit before me learning
electric stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So you thought you were going to be the new Jimi Hendrix at the time, did you? Is that
of
what
course.
It was?
Like, yeah. Self-respecting.
Yeah.
But that's not what you play now, is it?
No, actually, it was when I really started getting more into music that I got into the acoustic guitar. People like Tommy Emmanuel,
Right.
And our dad is always talking about Django.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went to go study music at the ACM in Guildford.
Right.
And I took a Yamaha steel string with me.
Right.
And yeah, ended up kind of in college, you know, playing the electric for all the lectures and things, and then just going home and practicing all the time on the acoustic. And
right.
That was what I really enjoyed. And actually, Humphrey was playing acoustic before me.
Ragtime, right. Yeah. I mean,
Ragtime.
You're picking like Stephen Grossman and
Ralph
McTell and John Martin sort of stuff.
Yeah, but I love all that stuff too.
Our dad was always big on us. Get that thumb independent, yeah.
And then
I don't know, we started jamming together, and not too long after we started playing together, actually, we met Jeanette, and you know, Django was kind of always hovering over our shoulder.
So you two are actually brothers.
We are.
So there's obviously a natural thing going on there with the two of you. But Jeanette, you just seem to blend in so naturally, don't you?
Obviously not a brother.
Yeah. but Jeanette, you have a classical background as well, don't you?
That's right. Yes, actually, my dad as well was a big influence on me and started me off on the violin, aged about 3 and a half, with the classical method really.
Yeah.
Although I was familiar with other styles of music, and years later met Humphrey first, and then Harry, and they introduced me. A whole new world of music, and just love it.
So no turning back.
Well,
you've been corrupted.
Compiling the pressure on ever since.
But you still play with some classical orchestras now, don't you?
I do. Yeah,
occasionally.
Some Cambridge local orchestras.
Okay.
And I enjoy that.
Right, well, we're going to change the feel now, because we're going to play some country. Charlie Adams, which actually we sometimes use. Charlie Adams, he did one called Cattin' Around, which sometimes we use as a theme tune to the Kip of the Cat show. but we're not going to use it today, because we've got another one by him, which I think there's some New Orleans origin originally, but he's more mainstream country artist.
You're going to tell me I've queued this up on the wrong side, haven't
you? No, I'm not. This is Jolly Fee. I've got this by a lot of other people. I think Harry Choates certainly did a version on Cajun fiddle, but this is Charlie Adams with Jolly Fee.
Down on the bayou where you meet the Jolly Fee. Jolly Fee, Jolly Fee, that's where I long to be, down where they say wee wee, down on the bayou where you meet the Jolly Fee. They love you, caress you, c'est l'amour tout ton. They squeeze you, they tease you, oh me c'est si bon. That's all they live for, that's all they care for, down on the bayou where you meet the Jolly Fee. Someday I'll settle down and raise a family, but I'm not quite ready if you get just what I mean. I'll paint the town with all the sweet neon, down on the bayou, well that's a place for me.
Go Jolly Fee there by Charlie Adams. You caught me mid sentence. I was just having a natter with the Finkel boys about Chet Atkins, and it's true that he's a fantastic guitarist, and I guess he like Tommy Emmanuel from Australia is a bit of an influence on your style, because I can hear that in your playing.
Very
definitely,
easy to
hear that, yeah, for sure. I mean,
yeah, when you see those guys play, you know, you just wonder how their fingers do it, and it's obviously a skill, and you're getting so close. I mean, it's fantastic what you guys do.
Well, that's very kind. It doesn't feel like that. It's almost like, I don't know, further away. The more you know, the less.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. But yeah, I just countless hours.
Right.
Fingers. Then it's easy. Right, yeah. 1,000 hours or something.
Yeah. Well, hey, Tony, it's your turn to play something. What have we got on the decks now?
I've queued up. It's. I'm not actually sure if it is a quintet of Hot Club of France record. It's a Decca demo.
Right, so this is unknown. It's probably never been played on the radio before. This record.
No, but it was a released record. It was Someday Sweetheart, and I know it was issued, but it's also their female vocalist who recorded with them. Quite a lot on Decca, or recorded with Rapelli anyway. But there's piano in this as well, so it's not strictly a Hot Club thing. But okay. It's a nice version of Someday Sweetheart anyway.
Okay, let's have a listen. Lovely stuff there. And we think that was Doreen Villars on the vocals.
We think.
But it doesn't say. It's a white test pressing, which was made in the 70s or 80s?
Yeah, 70s.
In the 70s, yeah. Before all the masters were destroyed and somebody had the wisdom to take some...
Jeff Milner.
We're proud of him now. Yeah.
Or I am. I've got a box of these at home.
Well, it's time for another one from our live guests in the studio, the Finkel Brothers, with Jeanette. Are you actually a Finkel Brother now?
I think so.
Yeah. So she is an official brother. Yeah, lordy, lordy. Right, okay, so what are you going to do next for us, guys?
A Django number, perhaps? Swing 39?
Oh, one of his classics, isn't it? Yes. Let's see.
Well, fantastic harmonised line with the violin and the guitar. Really, yeah. Absolutely.
It's one of his best.
Peaches.
But there were so many that were just great.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had a record to play and we thought... Which side? They're both great, you know. Because
he
made so many double A sides, it was amazing. Anyway, okay, so this is Swing 39 from the Finkel Brothers.
One, two, three.
Come quick, Mother, it's the Kip of the Cat Show on the wireless on Cambridge 105.
Honours, honours, I'll say none to you. When you said love that was over, thought I'd be lost man blue. Now let's say it's a love, baby, I'll say none to you. Right from the start you were fooling, somehow you couldn't be true. Now they say it's a load, baby, I'll say nuts to you. You had a lot of fun at my expense, and someday you regret. On to baby, and before I'm through with you, I'll make you sorry and you never will forget. Thought you were a regular fellow, placed all my faith in you. Now that you say it's a load, baby, I'll say nuts to you. I really mean it, I'll say nuts to you. Oh.
da 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 I'll make you sorry and you never will forget. Thought you were a regular fellow. Place all my faith in you. Now that you say it's a long baby, I'll say nuts to you. Really mean it, I'll say nuts to you. What did you say, boy? I'll say nuts to you. Oh, baby, I'll say nuts to you. Oh, nuts.
Nuts to you. There we go. There was Three Cats and a Fiddle. Although, couldn't actually hear the fiddle. Could you hear the fiddle?
No, I think it was bull fiddle.
Wasn't there was it? A bull fiddle in there. Yeah, they must play a fiddle, but not on that particular track. And yeah, very interesting stuff there. Maybe we'll play another one. Maybe we'll play the other side of it sometime. There might be a fiddle on that. But anyway, I'm fiddling enough. Yeah. Before that, we heard Swing 39 from the Finkel Brothers, one of the classic hot club of the Quintet of Paris numbers, and that was fantastic. Yeah. Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Right, Tony, your choice now. What have you got on the decks?
I've taken a turn in direction. This is the International Novelty Orchestra on the Regal label from about...
He's looking at the record. Yeah.
Oh, God, it's a T number. That's Export, isn't it? It's about 1933, I think.
Okay.
This is called The Glowworm, and there's a violin passage in it, so it's taking us away from the jazz and the
okay.
country and all that. This is a little bit more, it's a bit of light
light music. Okay, let's have a listen. Well, that was different, wasn't it?
Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a bit different. And who was that again, Tony?
The International Novelty Orchestra.
The International Novelty Orchestra. I suppose the novelty was the xylophone.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
The novelty we've just played it.
I don't think we've ever played one by the International Novelty Orchestra on this show before.
There you go.
But there's probably a reason for that. Right, now then. okay, guys, it's time for you to raise the standard back up again and play something live for us in the studio. By the way, if you want to contact us and say hello to the Finkels, or us, of course, you can contact us by emailing studio@cambridge105.fm, or you can text us on 07919 070490, or you can tweet at Cambridge 105. So please do send us a message and we'll read it out on air and say hello. So anyway, back to the Finkels. What are you going to play this time?
We'll play Tenderly, if you guys are up for it.
Yes.
Mind us bringing the tempo down a touch?
No, Tenderly.
Something,
yes.
Something tender, yes.
Yes, bring a little tenderness to us. Thank you. Magic. Wasn't that magic, Tony?
Beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think we've had such quality in the studio on the Kip of the Cat show before. Yeah, she lives in Cambridge 105, community radio in your city, and that was the Finkel Brothers. We've had a text message come in, straight away, of course, after we announced it, from the Jones family, who say, just loving the Finkel Brothers, and who couldn't?
Oh,
yeah, I
much.
Assume the phone, the Jones brothers, Jones family means something to you.
They do, yes.
Yes, good.
They do.
Excellent.
That's my girlfriend's family.
Ah,
thank you very much,
yeah.
Joneses.
Excellent. Right, yeah, and if you want to, as I said, you can text us on 07919 070490. Right, the next one is actually a modern 78. Yeah, this is a hawk and a hacksaw. And they are a duet. One plays the piano accordion and the other one plays the violin. And this is from 2008. And I can never pronounce the title of it. So it's something like Font. What's it called? Tony can't see it.
Oh,
either.
Fonitu Argyll.
Fonitu Argyll.
Yeah.
Well, let's
yeah.
have a little listen. See what you make of this. This is something totally different.
Thank you.
go. That was different, wasn't it? A hawk and a hacksaw.
It was indeed.
Yeah, yeah. Did you enjoy that one, boys?
Very much.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Jeanette, do you like that?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Actually, we've had a, shout out from for you, actually, Jeanette. It's from Laura, your violin teacher. Yes, she says, hopefully, hold on. Shout out from Laura, Jeanette's violin teacher, and family. Yes, yeah. And well done, guys. Keep up the fab music. Listeners, yes, yes, indeed. And we've had, a plethora of messages coming in. Now I've opened the flood doors. There's one from Brad Grieveson. Do you know Brad?
We do, very.
He says, really enjoying the Finkel Brothers and Jeanette. They are really great magicians. Ooh, guitar magicians. Nice. Yeah. There we go. Not just musicians, you're magicians as well. You're pulling things out of the hat. Oh, and here's some more. Josh Lawton. He says, hello. He says, sounding quality as ever.
That's very kind, Josh.
There we go. Yes, indeed. Okay, that's enough for that. I'll shout out some more in a minute. Right, okay. Should we play another one, or should we have one from the Finkels? What do you reckon, Tony? Do you want another one? What have we got on the deck?
I've got Max Jaffa's violin.
Oh, yeah. Let's have that. Yeah, Max Jaffa. Yeah, he was from the late 50s, and I remember him on the telly in the 60s, so... He was still going strong in the 60s. And what's this one called?
Violin Boogie.
Violin Boogie. Let's have a listen. Max Jaffa there with Violin Boogie, was that right? Or Fiddle Boogie?
Yeah.
Violin Boogie. Yeah. That was a nice one, Tony. Might want you to play the other side of that in a minute, I think.
It's Violin Samba on the other side.
Violin Samba, so we got it.
Yeah.
You're listening to Cambridge 105 Community Radio in your city. This is the Kip of the Cat Show. Although, do you know what? Kipper's at home. He didn't come tonight, so it's just me, Tony. To be honest with you, he wouldn't have fitted in the studio, would he? Today, because it's kind of quite crowded in here, I'm sure Kipper's listening, because he always does. Yeah. I hope we're doing a good job for you, Kipper, anyway. And it's time now for another one from the Finkel Brothers, They're poised to do somewhat one of the classics. What was this one, guys?
Minor Swing.
Oh, yes, indeed. All right, without further ado, this is the Finkel Brothers with Minor Swing. Yes. Yes, I can hear all the hordes out in Radioland clapping now. Yes, as they hear to that. And the good news, listeners, especially those in the Shalak Collective who might be listening tonight, is that the Finkel Brothers are going to be joining us in our tent at Bestville. Isn't that right?
Absolutely right, yes.
We had a dropout. We actually had a hot club-type band booked for Bestville and Camp Bestville, but they can only make Camp Bestville, which left an opening. For
well,
you guys.
Lucky us.
And we're really looking forward to seeing you in the tent. I'm sure you will go down like a storm at the Isle of Wight.
Lucky us as well.
Lucky us.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah. We're really looking forward to it. We've got quite a nice lineup actually in the tent, so I'm sure you're going to enjoy it there.
Can't wait.
I hope you don't mind camping.
Course not.
It is a festival.
It's a good laugh.
Jamie, yeah. Right?
And we have our own little private camping area in the Shalak Collective, which is nice. So,
yeah,
it's quite a nice atmosphere, isn't it, Tony?
It's great.
There's about 60 of us, 50 or 60 of us, isn't there? Come along and fill the big Pig's Big Ballroom, which is the venue that we have, which is named after John Peel, actually, but in honour of John Peel, because he used to play a 78 every night on his Radio 1 show called the Pig's Big 78. And his wife, Sheila, who he affectionately called the pig, I hope she's not listening, would introduce it. And he used to buy the 78s from me in Foxton in Cambridge here. And that's basically how we got into playing Bestival. Because when John died, Rob De Bank took over his show and he couldn't play 78, so I used to put them onto CDs and send them up to Radio 1. And Rob would choose one of the tracks from the CDs to play in that spot. And after a few months of doing this, I realised that Rob actually ran Bestival. So I said, why don't we come and DJ for you at Bestival? And that was about seven years ago. And we've been doing it ever since. So it should be great fun. Anyway, time for a tune from Tony.
It's a tune from me.
Yes. This one is... one that I play regularly in the sets that we do for people to dance to. It's got a country swing to it, but it is a great little dance number. It's Roy Hall with Dirty Boogie.
Mm-hmm. right on Decatur Street. They got a new name and it can't be beat. Oh, they call it the Dirty Boogie. Everybody do that dirty boogie now. There was an old man out trying to truck. When he was young, he boogie boogie too much. He came through the dirty boogie. Hold the boogie boogie. Everybody do that dirty boogie now. I got a gal on the Schaefer Road. She made more money than a Henry Ford. Cause she done the dirty boogie. Yeah, she does the dirty boogie.
She does the dirty boogie.
Everybody do that dirty boogie now.
Yo, Roy Hall, Dirty Boogie. Yes, yeah. Everyone gets stomping to that one. I love it. Yeah, we added an extra 6 months to the arm now, so hopefully
they won't be jumping
off the record anymore. A couple more messages have come flooding in. Amazing as ever, Jeanette and Finkel Brothers. A big shout out from Loza. Yeah, see you all shortly. Great music selection, Greg and Tony. I'll be tuning in again. Oh, that's great. Yes, nice to have some more listeners. We don't have enough listeners on this station, and it's a shame because it's a great station. It's Cambridge 105, community radio in your city. Where else would you hear such great music live? Yeah, yeah, fantastic stuff. Tony, it's time for one from you. What have you got now?
Well, I apologise for the quality, but never mind the quality, feel the width. This is a 1926 disc. And it's not in very good condition. However, it features Lonnie Johnson singing and playing violin.
Yes, and strangely enough, when I announced the show, we had a message on Facebook from Hugh, Chinita Lee, saying, any chance of any Lonnie Johnson playing the violin? And actually, they're pretty rare. So we're, and I knew that you were bringing one in.
This obviously a bit nicer than my one, or at least I would hope so. But I've seen a copy of this go on eBay for over £500.
Yeah, it's not a common record. Yeah, almost as rare as some of those Northern Soul discs. But anyway, so this is from 1926, Lonnie Johnson playing the violin. And what's the name of the track, Tony?
Woman Changed My Life.
Let's have a listen.
I once loved a woman better than any woman I've ever seen. I once loved a woman better than any woman I've ever seen. What made me love her? She treated me just like a king. I left my home thinking that she may be my wife. people, please don't spread the news. I'm leaving people, please don't spread the news. Cause everything I tell you about love, it ain't bound to come true.
That was something different, wasn't it? My goodness, what a great record. Despite all the clicks and the clacks and the scratches, I thought that was absolutely wonderful. Yeah, Lonnie Johnson playing violin and a bit of blues.
I forgot to mention, it's James P. Johnson playing the piano on that one. Yeah. So two greats working together then.
Yeah, can't go wrong. Have you ever heard that before, boys?
No.
Yeah,
no,
it was nice, wasn't it?
Very
yeah.
Awesome.
Yes, indeed. Some more text messages have come in. Let's see. Great show, guys. So talented. We are really proud of you. Fab Dabba Dozy Abs and Co. A couple of kisses. Do you know who that is? And let's see what else we've got. We've got a message from Anonymous, which just says, "We love you, Finkles." XXX. And yes. Sorry, Cringe made a mistake before. I don't know who that's from either. Oh, well, never mind. Yeah, please say your name when you're texting us. Then we know who you are. Loving the show, guys. This is from Hillary. This is from my missus. The Finkel brothers and sister are great. Looking forward to seeing them at Bestival.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. Right, now then, we're going to have one more before another number from the Finkels. And this one is a classic. This is Joe Venuti on violin with Ed Lang and a few others. And this is an absolute classic, After You've Gone.
The dearest vow you've ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it, babe. There'll come a time when you regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine and you'll want me only. After you've gone, after you've gone away. We'll be right back.
Fantastic stuff. There we go. That was Ed Lang and Joe Venuti and Friends with After You've Gone. We were trying to work out the vocalist. Yeah, Tony thinks it was actually Joe Venuti on the vocals, but we're not sure. Doesn't say, does it, on the record?
No, it doesn't.
I'm going to have to look it up in the book somewhere. Well, I think it's time for another one from the Finkels. Are you ready to give us another one?
Sure.
What do you fancy doing this time?
You look like you're about to tune down.
I was going to.
Maybe a Fleetwood Mac tune.
Ooh, yes, that's very modern. Yeah, for
too
us.
Modern,
yeah.
For
No, no, nothing too. Well, we played a 78 from 2008, so you know. We're very broad-minded.
Relief.
We collective. Right, so what tune are you going to do?
This is Never Going Back Again.
Never Going Back Again. So that's, yes, right. Off their classic album, which is just gone 40 years old. Isn't it amazing? You wouldn't think it, would you? Right, take it away.
Sorry. Oh, it sounds pretty good, although I'm sure it sounds appalling out there. Right, from the top.
Formidable, fantastic stuff. Yes, great, isn't it?
Sorry about that mess at the beginning. I
feel compelled to say that. I know I should.
Never apologise. Not. Oh yes. this is Kip of the Cat Show on Cambridge 105. We're having a fiddle special. Yes, bit of a violin special, and I'm in the studio with Tip Top Tony Tunes, who's controlling the decks in Darren's absence, and we're here with the Finkel Brothers playing live, which is Harry and Humphrey and Jeanette. Yes, and it's great. Is it great music? Oh, can't believe it. I had a message from El Nino, who's listening. Nice to hear Javier listening, El Nino. El Nino, DJ El Nino, runs a club down in London called the Black Cotton Club. And sometimes that's live band, so you never know if he likes you. And
really like this kind of thing. As
yeah,
well,
so not Fleetwood Mac, but definitely Joe Venuti and
Gypsy Jazz.
Yeah, and again, you know, it's all 78s and things like that, and they have a lot of swing dancers there as well. And he said, yeah, just tuned in. Always, always love the show. Any Stuff Smith in the box? I haven't got any. Have you got any?
No.
We'll have to get some Stuff Smith in for next time, I think, and his Onyx boys. I do like them. They're very good.
Yeah.
I'm not sure there's any violin on it.
No, but we'd, say
yeah, we've only got violin stuff this time, Nino, I'm afraid. but anyway, it's nice that you've contacted us. It'd be great to see you guys soon. Keep spinning. From DJ El Nino. Well, thanks very much for getting in touch. Right, what are we going to have next on the decks, do you think, Tony?
Well, this was a kind of serendipity for me, this one. I was sorting through some stuff last night, and I was actually looking for another dance band record, which I know features a little violin trio after the vocal. There's a really nice trio of violins solo.
Yeah.
However, couldn't find that. But while I was searching through, I found a Paul Whiteman record that I haven't played for a long time.
Oh,
and
yes,
there's some lovely string work on this. So this is Paul Whiteman's version of Make Believe from about 1929. And it's Bing Crosby doing the vocal, which is always a bonus, isn't it?
Okay, let's have a listen.
We'll be right back.
bit of a treat. This. Well, they all are. There's another one down to Greg from Foxton.
You touch my fingertips and my heart is aglow. You bend to kiss my lips and I can't let you go. Maybe I should resist, I'm a fool, I know. But at a time like this, my resistance is low.
Your resistance is low.
Your eyes have magic, they seem to say, come closer, my darling, come closer, and somehow I can't break away. Can't you see that I want to be adored more than you'll ever know? And I'm going overboard with the capital O. So don't be persistent, please keep your distance. You know my resistance is low.
You touch my fingertips
and my heart is aglow.
You bend to kiss my lips
and I can't let you go.
Maybe I should resist, I'm a fool, I know.
Resist me, baby.
But at a time like this, my resistance is low.
I know.
Your eyes have magic.
They're saying, come closer, my darling, come closer, and somehow I can't break away. Can't you see that I want to be adored more than you'll ever know? And I'm going overboard with the capital O. So don't be persistent. Baby, keep your distance. You know my resistance is low.
Keep your distance. You know my resistance is low.
There we go. Robin Sarstedt. Oh, no, it wasn't. No, it was the original by Hoagy Carmichael.
Absolutely.
My resistance is low. A little bit of violin in the background, but I just couldn't resist it myself.
Gorgeous Gordon Jenkins arrangements, weren't they? They were all sort of lavishly coated with strings.
Yes, indeed. And a fantastic songwriter. Actually, Hoagy Carmichael, totally underrated as a songwriter. I mean, that obviously, but things like Stardust he wrote, didn't he? And a few other classics he had a hand in,
Georgia
as well.
On My Mind.
Yeah, Georgia on My Mind, a fantastic songwriter. You're listening to Cambridge 105. This is Community Radio in your city. And we've had another text message in from J and TFB number one fan Lother. She says, "Hi Greg, if you can get a picture of them playing in the studio, that would be fabulous. Booyah."
Brilliant.
Thanks. Thanks for the great show. Okay, well, I'll try my best, because they're going to play one now, and I'll see if I can put them off. I've turned the flash off, so I hope I have, anyway, because I've only just got the camera, so I'm not sure how it works. So what are you going to play for us next now, guys?
For Sephora. Which is a Rosenberg Trio tune.
Okay, I don't think I know this one, so I'm looking forward to it. So this is For Sephora. Okay.
In the key of E minor.
So all the technical stuff as well. Right. Take it away. Thank you. Marvellous stuff there, yes. The Finkel Brothers with Jeanette. And what was that called again?
Forza
Fora. Oh, I love that. That was great. Yeah, I love a little Latin beats in there, which has tempted me to go and get one off the pile, which has got a bit of a Latin beat. And let's go straight into it. This is Chuchu Martinez with Kiza, Kiza, Kiza.
Te pregunto si algún amor escondes, tú siempre me respondes, quizás, quizás, quizás. Y así pasan los días y yo desesperando, y tú contestando, quizás, quizás, quizás. Estás perdiendo el tiempo pensando, pensando, por lo que más tú quieras, ¿hasta cuándo? ¿Hasta cuándo? Y así pasan los días y yo desesperando, y tú contestando, quizás, quizás, quizás. Estás perdiendo el tiempo pensando, pensando, por lo que más tú quieras, hasta cuándo, hasta cuándo. Y así pasan los días y yo desesperando, y tú contestando, quizás, quizás, quizás.
Yeah, there we go. That was a slightly different, that one, wasn't it? Yes, a version of Perhaps, Perhaps, Perhaps in original Spanish, and I'm not sure when that was pressed, or which country that's from. Any clues on the label there, Tony?
There is, but it's in small print. It's Egyptian Public Uruguay.
Uruguay, so there we go. Yeah. That's a Uruguay pressing of that particular version of Kiza, Kiza, Kiza. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed it. A bit slower, actually, yes. Mm. Hasn't got that disco beat like they had in the 90s when they released it. Some, I can't remember who did it, but there we go. You're listening to the Kip of the Cat Show here on Cambridge 105. I'm Greg. Tony's with me in the studio in charge of the decks today, and we have got with us the fabulous Finkel Brothers. And are we going to have another one before they do another song? What have you got lined up, Tony?
I've got Eddie South with Django Reinhardt, their version of Sweet Georgia Brown.
Oh, that sounds good. Should we have that? Absolutely. Yeah, let's have a listen. Fantastic stuff there, yes. Django Reinhardt with Eddie South on the violin with Sweet Georgia Brown. Listening to Cambridge 105, and this is community radio in your city. It's time for another one from our guest, our live guest in the studio, the Finkel Brothers. And one of them's just been told off for clapping when he shouldn't be. Wasn't me who told him off. I never tell anybody off very much. Anyway, no squabbling, boys. Right, okay, what are you going to play for us next?
A few bars of a Django tune, if that's all right.
Yes. Before you do, tell us how people can get in touch with you. How can they book you, and where can they find you?
Well, if you stick with the Finkel Brothers, Finkel's spelled F-I-N-K-E-L into Google.
Right.
Plenty of stuff should come up, or thefinkelbrothers.com.
And you've got your own website, haven't you? Yeah.
And there's contact details on there. Yeah. Email address and phone numbers.
Right.
So. Facebook and YouTube.
Facebook, YouTube, friend them. Yes, I've done it.
Befriend us.
Yes. And by the way, Loza, I have taken some photos and I shall put them up on the Shalak Collective web, our Facebook page. So if you like the Facebook page of the Shalak Collective, you'll find them there. And there will be hopefully a podcast of this show going up in a few days' time. So you'll be able to listen to it all again.
Great.
Yes. Coming up after this show is another chance to hear Ezio Songsmith Sessions show, which he didn't do. I did it. So it's going to be another dose of me. But I have got... But it is a good show, only because Dan Wilde is live in the studio with me. And you know Dan, of course. You've probably seen him at the Alma Sessions. And he does a fantastic live set with us as well. So do stay tuned after 11 o'clock, because hopefully it'll be a... another chance to listen to Ezio Songsmith Session Show. Right, so are you going to play another one? What's this one called?
Swing 42.
Swing 42. Let's have a listen.
To the Kip of the Cat Show on Cambridge 105.
Yeah, marvellous stuff there, the Finkel Brothers. And that was one of the Hot Club's numbers, Swing 42. So, great stuff indeed. Ah, right, well, we're coming towards the end of the show. I've only got about 12 minutes left, so we'll get a couple more 78s in, and then maybe one more last one from you as well.
Sure,
anyway, this is changing the tempo a lot. This is a doo-wop number. This is the Platters with Twilight Time.
Heavenly shades of night are falling, it's twilight time. Out of the mist your voice is calling, 'tis twilight time. When purple-colored curtains mark the end of day, I'll hear you, my dear, at twilight time. Deepening shadows gather splendor as day is done. Fingers of night will soon surrender the setting sun. I count the moments, darling, till you're here with me, together at last at twilight time. Here in the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous beneath the blue air. In the same and sweet old way, I fall in love again as I did then. Deep in the dark, your kiss kiss will thrill me like days of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you, together at last at twilight time. Beneath the blue, hey, in the sweet and same old way, I fall in love again as I did then. Deep in the dark, your kiss will thrill me like days of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Together at last at twilight time. Together at last at twilight time.
You're listening to the Kipper the Cat Show on Cambridge 105.
I say, chaps, it's an awfully good adventure out here, isn't it? Yes. Indeed, it's Charles Williams and his orchestra, and that one was called Devil's Gallop. It was on the radio. I'm going to fade it down because we don't have time for everything. So I'm just taking that away. And yes, we'll play some more live stuff in the studio since we've got... Oh, that sounded funny. You just press the top. No. It wasn't playing. I just heard it through my headphones.
We need to get some more live music.
We do. So we've got time. Just about time for one more from you guys. What are you going to play?
Well, we'll keep the tempo up and squeeze in a quick Tico Tico.
Oh, right. Ooh, excellent. Cool. Yeah, let's have a...
Comme toujours.
Oh, très bien. Thank you. Fantastic stuff. Marvellous. Yeah. Yes. There we go. Tico Tico. And that was the fabulous Finkel Brothers here on Cambridge 105. Well, we've got time for just a couple more. And what's this next one, Tony?
Well, we can't go without something from the fantastic quintet of the Hot Club of France. This is from 1937. It's my favourite track of theirs. This is Miss Annabel Lee.
Miss Annabel Lee. Fantastic stuff there, the Quintet of the Hot Club of France, Django Reinhardt, Stephen Grappelli et al. And what's that one called again, Tony?
Miss Annabel Lee.
Miss Annabel Lee. Well, it's nearly the end of the show now. We've only got, well, less than 2 minutes. So quick shout out from Jeanette about her violin. Now, just tell us, you just let it slip that you do lessons. So how can people contact you about getting some tuition from the great Jeanette?
Well, I am taking on pupils, yeah. And if you are interested or know someone who's interested, I think the best way at the moment to contact me is through the Facebook page of the Finkel Brothers or our website.
Right, fantastic.
I don't have my own website.
Okay, all right. And you were telling us earlier that the teacher who taught you was a pupil of Hoodie Menuhin.
Yes,
that right?
That's right, and knew him very well. So
yeah.
So yes, absolutely.
Tuition has come down, trickled down from the top. And in celebration of that, as it happens, Tony has got one, haven't you?
This is the only Yehudi Menuhin 78 I have in my collection, but I think the violin technique on this is fantastic, considering he was probably about 14 years old at the time.
Yeah.
This is from about 1930, and it's La Capriccia.
Before we play it, I just want to say a big thank you to the Finkel Brothers for coming in. Great stuff.
Round of applause. Come on, Greg, join in.
Axel, who's another one of the directors of the company, has emailed to say, only managed to tune into the last half hour, but enjoyed it immensely. And actually, Axel's going to be on my Thursday afternoon show with his choice of his special vinyl. And I don't think I've ever heard him on air before, so this is going to be quite interesting. So we're going to leave you and fade this one out. I'm afraid we won't have time for it all with some of you Yehudi Menuhin. Thanks again, guys. Been great.
Thank you.